Yep. People need to know.
Yeah, that's right. Today, Friday, the 31st, it's going to be generally cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. High will be around 80 degrees. Wind is from north-northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy sky, so it's going to clear off a little. Low is 59, and winds north at 5. So it's going to be pretty calm winds out there. And tomorrow, high of 82, sunny.
Nice.
Winds north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So looks like a nice evening coming your way and a nice day tomorrow, you know?
I'd love to hear that. People voiced weather. There not by a robot either.
Not by a robot. Nope. Just kind of say it out there. You know?
Just, it's out there. It's out.
Yeah.
It's out in the ether now.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, we were talking earlier about that. Telling, about radio is that, you know, when you make a mistake, you know, everybody makes a mistake, you know.
Mistakes daily.
Say something weird, you know, don't hit the button for the, you know, thing. Well, you know, it's out in the ether, you know, it's gone. And radio just keeps going on.
Exactly.
You know, so it just keeps going on. So you be the next one to keep this station to keep going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then you can be that one. 326-218-326, I should say.
Yeah, they make you to the area code these days.
218-326-1234.
You could also head online to KAXE.org and click on the donate button.
Yeah, there's a big button there, and it just you just punch that button, and it'll take you right to the pledge page, and you can pledge whatever level you want. And if
but that $20 a month level,
right?
Sustaining member is going to get you one of our cool new summer membership drive t-shirts.
And
where
KAXE so cool.
Dare to keep off algorithms. Just say no.
But say yes to KAXE, KVXE, Northern Community Radio. Let us hit this gong.
It's going to be
gong.
Andrew's turn next. Yeah, I got to step away, but yeah.
Well, thanks for being here.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Papa Steve. He's been around the community for years and years and just radiating joy in everything he does. Whether it's music on the stage, characters on the stage, or playing the tunes right here behind the board.
You bet.
Stand-up guy.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to thank all the listeners out there, too. So make that pledge. Well, let's get down to some more music. Actually, I would like to tell you that we receive support from the First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together. Member FDIC. All right, we're going to play you some music. Here's some New Riders of the Purple Sage.
What you gonna do on the planet today? That's nowhere would that be? And when you find a place to
gonna tie your wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, putting on a show for you to see. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, but I ain't on a show.
That was Leon Russell, and that was off his Carney release.
I also have the 45 of it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
So he did release it as a single.
Yeah, he did. I really like that release. It's just it has a nice bounce to it, and it's just that carnival sound. It's just really cool. So anyway, and before that, what did I play before that? New Riders of the Purple Sage, What You Gonna Do? And that was off of a New Riders of the Purple Sage release. So Jerry Garcia was playing on that. So, and that's kind of a going into what I'm going to play pretty soon here is I'm going to start playing some Dead music because, of course, I did the Dead set for many, many years. And so I'm going to play a few Dead tunes for you guys.
So when did you get into the Dead?
Oh, when did I get into the Dead? I was a kid when I really got into the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
1970 when Working Men's Dead came out. I was at my cousin's place. She was she's older than me, and her brother was younger than me, and we'd play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But she had all these albums, and she had this little house. And so we'd go over and play in her place, you know, and she'd always have albums on and stuff. And so Working Men's Dead came out. Wow, that's really cool, you know. And so probably 1970. And then after that, you know, I really liked the Dead, but I became more of a Deadhead probably in the middle 70s.
You okay.
Know, that's when I became a real Deadhead.
So what you said kind of makes me think of one thing that's kind of been lost now that everyone has like internet access to like check out new music is the older cousin or older sibling that teaches you new music to check out.
Exactly.
Yep. Like my brother showed me a lot of cool new music and stuff like
yep,
that.
Yeah. We had this, well, it's kind of a funny story. But in the, this would have been, 72, something like that. You know, Musicland used to have this policy that if you didn't like what you heard or what you bought, you could bring it back and get a new one. Well, some of friends of mine, they were college students and they all lived in the same house and they had big reel-to-reels. So what they do, there's like 13 people living in this house, and so they'd buy about 6 albums, and then they'd go take them and record them at home and somebody else would bring them back. Oh, we really don't like that,
Did they ever catch on?
One time, one of the guys was down there and they put the album on that they brought back.
Oh.
Okay, it just played it on the, in the store, Well, the guys were sitting there bobbing their heads to the music. The store owner said, well, you really don't like this, do you?
Wow.
Well, I guess maybe we do. But we want to get something else. Back in the old days, Don't do that stuff anymore.
So when did you start doing the Dead Set?
I can't remember exactly when I started doing the Dead Set, but it was, I started programming on KXC in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have been a year later that I started doing the Dead Set. I had all kinds of Grateful Dead music, all albums, because that's what it was in those days. That it was kind of just the beginning of CDs, CDs were coming out, and so quality wasn't as good, but so a lot of it was an album. But anyway, I called up the Grateful Dead, and I wanted to make sure that I could, do a show legally or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I got a hold of Dennis McNally, who was the publicist for the Grateful Dead at the time. And I asked him, I can do this show for public radio. Yeah, And can I do it? And he said, no. There's a pause. And he said, but do it anyway. True Dead fashion, kind of give you, that little, oh no, yeah, oh I guess so. And that was cool because he would, I got to know Dennis pretty well, and he'd send me all kinds of, all the new recordings, all the Dick's Picks, all everything, And so I would say 92, 93 latest is when I started doing the Dead Set, per se, Dead Set, So I'd play Dead music on the radio because I did the early, I'd always do 1 week, I'd do the morning show, which would be, it was 9 to 1 at the time. So I'd do a morning show 1 week, and the next week I'd do an evening show, which was a 10 to 2 show. I did the final. So 1 week I'd do just regular music, like we've been playing now, just regular stuff. And then the nighttime show, what I'd usually do is haul in my reel-to-reel, which I had live recording stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'd start out the first hour and I did the history of the Dead for a while.
Okay.
For the first year, because there was that many recordings out where I'd do the show, I start out with the first CD or the first recording that they had, LP. And I'd give a little history of what they were doing at the time. And then we'd play that whole album. And then after that, I'd put my reel-to-reel on and play a full concert, just let the reel go and, come in and do the, every so often, and this is KXE and do the weather and all that, And so I did that for years and years.
Yeah.
I didn't do the, I did the one for 1 year because it lasted 1 year basically with the releases that they had. Mm-hmm. So I could do it every other week or whatever.
Yeah. And you've been, that proves kind of what we're still doing to KXC today of handpicked music from our volunteer DJs. And we're looking back today on Hot Dish Time Machine, your history with the station. And we want to continue that history by getting People Power support.
You bet.
And you do that by giving us a call at 218-326-1234 or visiting our website, kaxe.org, and clicking that beautiful yellow donate button.
Used to be red, wasn't it?
It might have been.
It's yellow now. Sunshine day.
Some study was done that says yellow pops
yellow's
more or
better.
Something.
Yeah, help us ring this gong here so that we can ring you in.
And I haven't got to hit the gong in 2 days, so I might be rusty, but I'm ready.
Oh, man. Yeah, so you need some more practice.
Absolutely. I use a percussionist in high school, so.
Oh, cool.
So I got a little bit of it still. Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, it is. You
know. So what are you going to play to kick off?
Well, I have been playing just regular, stuff that I had probably, at least I thought I had started with. Like I said, in the early days, I didn't have playlists, you know. Mm-hmm. I do have, actually now, I've collected all my playlists for about the last, 15 years.
So
I got them in a folder.
Oh, nice.
But the first years, I didn't, you know. I mean, it was just kind of on the fly. And so I was trying to think, what did I play, you know. So that's what I did for starters. But now I'm going to do a little bit from the Dead, because I'm going to do a few songs that, since I did the Dead set for so long, you know, people want to hear the Dead too. So I'm going to start out with a song called Morning Dew. And this is off their Grateful Dead, The Grateful Dead release. But this song was written about nuclear Holocaust, basically.
Oh.
It's morning dew. Let me walk you out in the morning dew. And there's nobody else around. And that's it. There's, you know, one of those songs that was written way back, you know, in the 60s and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the Dead picked it up. Many, many people have played this song. So, but that's kind of was, you know, if you think about that, let me walk you out in the morning dew. No, you can't, you know. So that's what we're going to do.
Here we go.
Morning Dew with the Grateful Dead on KAXE, KBXE, Northern Community Radio. Be that new member. Make that pledge.
Today.
about all those people.
Thank you. This is Donna Jean Godshow McKay, and you're listening to The Dead Set on KAXE.
Yeah, that was Donna Jean, and she was in the band in the 70s with her husband, Keith Godshow. And after a while there, I was, since I got friends with her, in with Dennis McNally, who's the publicist for the Dead, he would give me interviews. He'd call me up once a month, once every other month, and say, "Oh, I got the person here that that I'm put on a CD or whatever. I got to talk to Buddy Cage from the New Riders, and all kinds of Bob Black from way back. He was one of the originators of the pedal steel guitar." Interviewed him. He was 80 some years old when I did that. But Donna Jean, he said, "Oh, Donna Jean's playing down at the Caboose down in the cities. You want to go interview her?" And so I said, "Yeah, sure." So we got in and went down there and got into the green room with him and got to interview Donna. And
how would you record it?
I had a mini disc.
Oh, okay.
And a microphone, and so I'd go down there with my mini disc and had a nice little microphone that I'd, handheld, or I could set it on the table, too, and so we'd do that and, record them. And so she said, so I asked her, you want to do a little promo, for my show? I said, sure, let's do it. So she said, did that. So.
So how many interviews do you think you did over the years?
Oh, man. 30, 20, oh, wow. 30, something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of different people. So
we were talking earlier, you were talking about the early days of doing the Dead Set of you'd have reel to reels of music from the Dead. But yep. I was curious, how did you play reel to reel on the radio?
Well, reel to reel, back then, you had, it was set up just like any other thing, you know, like the when the turntables, you have turntables, mm-hmm. you got RCA jacks coming out of the back.
Oh, okay.
Of, you know, and so, you know, so it's just two jacks that go into the reel-to-reel machine. But the thing about it was, is KXE had half-track reels, and most commercial stuff is quarter-track. And so you can't play the half track on the quarter track because you're only getting, you know, the heads don't pick it up right, you know. Actually, the half track, you'd be playing, I think, both. You'd be playing both tracks. You'd be playing one track right way, and since it's picking up the whole thing, the other track would be playing two.
Mm-hmm.
The other track, but that would be playing backwards. Oh. So you'd be one going forward and one going backwards at the same time, you know. Mm-hmm. So that didn't work, you know. So yeah, I'd haul my reel to reel in from home, you know. I'd bring it in, and the half track was on the rack at Davies Hall, you know. So I'd have to pull the half track reel out part way so I could disconnect the cords, take the cords off, and then put it into my my reel-to-reel.
Mm-hmm. You know? And then doing it all over again at the end of the show.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I did my reel-to-reels. I had a lot of, I had a lot of live stuff. Back in those days, you know, taping, the tapers section was the big thing for the Dead. The Dead just loved, you know, to have people record their music.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care that you were setting it out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't always real pleased with their recorded studio stuff. And the Dead has always been a live band, you know. They get most of their inspiration and all that from live shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they didn't care that people were putting it out. And, you know, the quality, especially back in those days, wasn't, you know, generally studio quality, you know. They got better as the portable tape machines, recording machines got better, and the people in the audience could record better sound, but they still didn't care. That was their thing, you know, get that music out there.
So how would you get access to certain live shows? Was it like, how would you get connected with other Deadheads about getting recordings and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, the Dead, the whole thing about the Dead is it's a community, just mm-hmm. kind of like KAXE's community, you know. And so, you know, somebody would say, oh, you know, I just heard this from this guy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he'd, you know, oh, can I get one, you know? And so you'd talk to another friend and he, you know, they'd pass it on and they'd record one for you and give you a tape, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just word of mouth and just the whole community thing. You go to concerts and you talk to tapers.
Okay.
You know,
exchange numbers or whatever.
Exchange numbers, you know, and they'd send you a lot of times it would come in a cassette.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time it'd be a cassette that you'd get, you know. And so we'd transfer the cassette. I would transfer the cassette onto my reel to reels so I didn't have to put cassettes in all the time. Plus the show, you know, you got two sides of the cassette or you got two cassettes for the whole show, you know, and that way you could make the show on the reel to reel and do the whole thing, you know, without a break.
So another thing I think KXE has a strong history of is our volunteers working hard on their playlists before coming in to do a show like this. So I'm curious for you, with having so much access to live Dead shows,
uh-huh.
how would you keep track of which ones you wanted to play? Like, you want to play this song, but which show do you play it from? Like, how did you make those kind of decisions?
I know my music.
Okay.
I know what I've got. I've got a pretty good memory as far as what shows, you know, what played there, you know, what they sounded like at that time. And it goes year by year, too. I mean, because once you know the Dead, which, you know, I knew the Dead history pretty well. And once you know the history of it, because the band members changed, especially keyboard players. They were just a tough lot to be a keyboard player for the Grateful Dead. They all tended to pass away. So, you know, different eras of the Dead. So, you know, different, they sounded different.
Yeah.
Okay. In the beginning, Pigpen, who Ron Pigpen McKernan, was kind of the head of the band. Jerry wasn't really. He didn't like to stand out, but Ron Pigpen did. He was really a blues guy, you know. The first few years, granted, you know, their first CDs and stuff were way out there, you know, it's not really all blues.
Yeah.
But in their shows, Ron would be the singer. He'd be up there playing his harmonica, and, you know, so it was all a lot blues, you know. And then they went into, in the 1970s, where Jerry got into it more, they started going into more, Jerry was into bluegrass a lot. And so they started Working Men's Dead, more the New Riders, Purple Sage, bluegrass kind of sound they kind of went into. Mm-hmm. And then, as they went on, their sound changed again with Wake of the Flood and different albums. And so, to pick it out, you know, you can just go to the era, you know, and then you can kind of dwindle it down from the era that you wanted to sound that you wanted to hear or wanted to bring out that week. You try to, in my mind, find the ones that I like the best and sounded the best. Plus, quality-wise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, when you get bootleg CDs, you know, I rated them, you know, A, B, C, D, as far as their quality goes, playback quality, all that kind of stuff.
So would you mark it on the tape, or would you?
No, I just
kind of, like a notebook?
I just kind of knew.
Okay. Well, I think it's a fascinating insight of like kind of the work that you put into this show. And like I said, our DJs will spend hours getting their set list ready for you. And just what we do here at KXE, handpicked since 1976. And we need your help to do your part now,
yes,
to keep us rolling. And you can do that by calling us at 218-326-1234 or visiting our website, kaxe.org. We are a people-powered station, and Papa Steve Ross hosted the Dead Set for many, many years.
Many years.
And kind of a unique show that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And you kind of just did it as a volunteer. It's like, I've got the music.
Yep.
I need to play it somewhere.
Yeah.
KXE is my fit.
Yeah, I've got my record collection at home. I mean, it's massive.
Yeah, I use that as an excuse to keep buying records and CDs. It's like, well, I might need it for a radio show
day. So. Yeah, you know, and some of those CDs that I got too, you know, it's like, you know, there's only, you know, maybe one, maybe two or three songs on the CD that, you know, are really, mm-hmm. really wow, you know, and then I would play on the radio, mm-hmm. you know, and the rest of them are going, yeah. But that's just me, you know. But yeah, you know, generally takes me the first years, it was kind of on the fly more, but
yeah.
I went on and on, I really, really processed my show, you know, or tried to get it down. I got at home, I had double CD players, mm-hmm. DJ players, so I would, you know, put one CD on in the song, and then I could go on to the next one, and I wanted to make sure that they matched.
Yeah, transitioned well.
And so it took me, generally would take me never three for a three-hour show. It generally take me 4, maybe 5 hours.
Okay.
To get a complete show together, a three-hour show, you know. And so you do that, three to five hours of programming it at home, or a lot of the guys here, they come into the studio because they don't have the collection. Most people don't have the collection like I got. Some do. Some people do, you know, but most people come in here, you know, and mm-hmm. they spend their time, and that's a lot of time for somebody to come into this studio or the one in Grand Rapids and get their show together, mm-hmm. you know, because it takes time out of their life, you know, to come and program their show and then come again
to do the show
and air the show, yeah. you know.
So if you want to keep helping support Handpicked Radio, call us 218-326-1234 or, like I said, the website kxe.org.
That's right. Let's see here.
All right, what do we got next?
Let me see. We're going to play, well, since I just played the Donna Jean promo, mm-hmm. I'm going to do one with Donna Jean, actually with when she quit the band, when Keith and Donna left the band in, I think it was 79, and they had their band called the Heart of Gold Band, okay? Mm-hmm. And so they put out one CD, and then Keith passed away. And so that was the end of the Heart of Gold Band. But actually, they're reviving that now. They're going to have a little show in California of the Heart of Gold Band concert thing. So, of course, not the whole band.
Yeah. Would be.
Because Donna and Keith are both passed away, you know?
Yeah.
But this is off of their release, just entitled Heart of Gold Band. And the song I'm going to play is called Ride Out. If you people like motorcycles, yeah.
Excellent.
This is for you. Here you go. Become that next caller, that next gong at KAXE, KBXE, Northern Community Radio, 218-326-1234 or kaxe.org.
Watching the river run.
That was Loggins and Messina off their Full Sail release, Watching the River Flow, River Run. There, I really got into Loggins and Messina in the early days. They were just kind of like, and this album especially is kind of like a Jimmy Buffett song. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of how you're out in the ocean and, you know, they're sailing away and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of, you know, sailing music. And before that, I better tell you the songs I played. Let me see. What did I miss? Let's see. Heart of Gold Band, Ride Out. That's the one that we played before that. So with the Heart of Gold Band with Donna Jean and Keith Gotcha.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I still got it.
Awesome. Perfect.
So that sound can only mean one thing. We got a donation from Darren, who is a fairly new volunteer here at KAXC. He made the effort to make a donation today, and thank you so much, Darren.
Thank you very, very much. We appreciate you and everyone else that has pledged.
So. Yeah, he's a volunteer here. He always does great shows, so yeah, glad to... He's got the support for this station.
Yes, he does. Thank you.
And we both know he's a live music enjoyer, too. Always see him at shows.
Yep. It's always... that's another thing that KXC does, mm-hmm. is we bring in artists, you know, and put on concerts for people occasionally during the year.
Yep.
So, if you want to keep that kind of thing going, too, become that new member.
Yeah, these events aren't free to put on. We need people support. We lost our federal funding last year and haven't been getting it back. So the only way we can keep going as a station is through your donations. And you can do that by calling us at 218-326-1234 or visiting our website, kaxc.org, and clicking that donate button.
Yeah, do that. It's easy.
Yeah,
Easy as pie.
So Papa Steve Ross, you're stepping away from the Dead Set show this year, but it doesn't mean it's the end of the Dead Set. What's going on now?
No, we got a couple volunteers that came in, and thank you. And the show is going on, you know. Yeah. And so, it'll keep going. They might not have the collection I got, but, you know, nowadays you can get stuff off the net very easily, you know. Hopefully I can get a hold of Dennis. We'll get a hold of them and maybe give them some stuff, too.
Yeah. So how does it feel for you for something that kind of started as a project, a passion project for you, and to know that it's going to continue and that there was multiple people that wanted a chance to work on it? How does that feel for you?
It feels good. You know, I didn't really want it to just end, you know, even though I'm not doing it anymore, you know, there's still a lot of Grateful Dead heads out there, you know, and, the music is the music, you know, the thing about the Grateful Dead is it ranges from bluegrass country to experimental sounds, you know. So there's just a whole mix of music out there. And there's so many people that have done the shows, done the songs, other artists who have played with the Dead, you know. So there's just such a vast, vast amount of music. So I'm really happy that it's going to keep going.
Yeah.
And so,
So tune in Thursdays every other week here on KXC and help us keep people.